But you know what? We've got a lot on the line here. We really do. And you look at what's happening in this election. Yes. Are you going to vote for me? get out of here.
Yeah, that's basically what he told you to do, Hillary Haley, and what virtually all of the true Republican voters are telling you to do. Get out of here. We can see the latest on the New Hampshire primary and how tonight's results may indeed be the victory that catapults Trump to the Republican nomination and the MAGA march towards taking back the White House. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Well, it really looks like it's happening, gang. Trump appears poised to end this primary decisively as of tonight. The latest polling is showing Trump breaking the 60% threshold. We got two brand new polls out. The latest Suffolk poll is out, and Trump has just hit the 60%. This is what Red Eagle is predicting for today. He thinks Trump can break the 60% mark tonight. Again, we'll have to see how it plays out, of course, but there's no question that Trump appears to be absolutely running away with this. This is being corroborated by also the latest Trafalgar poll that has Trump just shy of the 60% threshold. Now, if you want an aerial view of what's happening here, take a look at the trajectory in New Hampshire captured by Real Clear Politics. Rich Barris of the People's Pundit, who's second to none in his polling analysis, he's pointing out here that there's simply no denying this. This upward trajectory for Trump is the very definition of momentum, which is hard for pollsters to catch, by the way, and because of their snapshot of polling opinion. But there's no question it does appear that Trump is basically running away with this, and for good reason. The only reason why Hillary Haley's still around is because she's an effective Manchurian candidate. A Daily Caller report found that the vast majority of her supporters at New Hampshire rallies were not even remotely what would be considered faithful Republicans. They weren't even really technically independents. They were either Democrats or they were lapsed Republicans. In other words, they were still registered Republicans, but they haven't voted Republican in ages. They've been voting Democrat. So her whole campaign is astroturfed. She's relying on voters who, given the choice between her and Biden later on in November, wouldn't even remotely vote for her. She's using and exploiting Democrats who want to try to embarrass Trump in the primaries, but in the end, they most likely wouldn't vote for her in the general. That's the inherent contradiction behind her artificial and fraudulent support. And as if there were any questions about that, things just got worse for Hillary Haley. One of the nation's largest Catholic advocacy groups, Catholic Vote, has just officially endorsed President Trump, calling on all Catholic voters throughout New Hampshire to cast their vote for number 45, soon to be number 47. That's a huge endorsement. Catholic Vote represents upwards of about 140,000 voters in New Hampshire alone, and they're sending out notices to every single one of them to go out and vote Trump. So this should do it. It looks like that endorsement, which again is huge, represents a very large voting constituency. That should be the final nail in Hillary Haley's electoral coffin. But if you think things are bad for Hillary Haley, wait until you see the latest on bumbling Biden. Gang, he is politically imploding. Wait until you see this. But first, have you seen the latest report on politicians trading in 2023? They beat the market every single year. Some politicians have hit over 200% in investment returns. I wonder how they do that. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to learn. Click on that link below and learn how you could stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to the very same trading secrets that these politicians are privy to. We get to see what stocks corporate CEOs are buying up in real time – and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens, he's been tracking insider trading for years, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link below and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. Now, it's not just Hillary Haley that's politically imploding. That announcement from Catholic Vote is actually coming on the heels of a bombshell going off inside the Democratic Party. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang is openly admitting that Joe Biden cannot win in November. I mean, this is huge, gang. Again, Yang is a former Democrat presidential candidate. He has endorsed Biden's primary challenger, the Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips. And Yang is openly saying that when you look at how incumbents normally fare against their opponents, both inside the primaries as well as the general election, Biden is simply put the weakest candidate imaginable for the Democrats. Biden is going to get slaughtered in November. And that's why he's backing Phillips, who, frankly, I couldn't imagine faring any even remotely any better. But it's yet just the latest in Biden's accumulating reelection disasters. According to the latest Morning Consult daily tracking poll, Trump has posted his biggest lead yet over Biden. Trump is leading Biden by 5, 45-40. It's Trump's largest lead he's ever had in three election cycles, according to Morning Consult polling. It gets even worse for Biden. In the latest YouGov poll, Trump leads Biden by 7, 50-43. In fact, according to the Real Clear Politics aggregate polling, Trump is leading Biden virtually every single national poll and in every single swing state. So he's crushing Biden at a macro level and a micro level, at a national level and state-to-state level. Look at this. This is incredible. This will give you a sense of just how bad things are for Biden. According to the latest Siena College polling, Trump is actually winning Latino voters in the bluest of blue states like New York. 42% of New York Latinos are all in on voting Trump, while only 39% said they were voting for Biden. This is one of the reasons why Biden's lead in New York has gone from nearly 25 points in 2020 to just single digits today. This is one of the reasons why we're hearing rumors of Lee Zeldin, the former New York governor candidate, who he's absolutely crushing it and revitalizing the Republican Party there. There are serious rumors that he's Trump's pick for VP. They actually think they might be able to steal New York from the Democrats in 2024, given this political paradigm shift among Latinos. Gang, make no mistake, this is precisely why the establishment is lining up behind Trump, the Republican establishment. This is why every single major South Carolina politician, both their senators, their governor, they're all endorsing Trump over their fellow South Carolinian Hillary Haley. They're reading the writing on the wall. They're seeing the data. Their aides are analyzing the poll after poll after poll, all using different methodologies, all using different samples, all using different sizes, different weighting systems, but they're all coming to the same conclusion. Biden is politically collapsing, all as Trump is politically soaring. He's winning with women as well as with men. He's winning with college grads as well as with non-college grads. He's winning with non-white working class voters as well as with white working class voters. Trump 2024 represents a major political paradigm shift that may indeed redefine the political map like we've not seen in quite some time. So we'll obviously be keeping a very close eye on how things develop throughout the day in New Hampshire. And we look forward to reporting and analyzing the results. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone, They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.